It happens around Thanksgiving every year. I see it coming and I dread it. I dread the thought of climbing up into the attic and pulling down the boxes of Christmas decorations. It's not that I don't like Christmas, because I do. It just seems like so much work, so much dust, so much headache for so short a season. And then you get down all of the boxes and you start going through all the stuff again. Is this the garland that goes over the front door or the back door? Which nativity scene does this baby Jesus go to? And do we really have to put up all the ornaments on the tree, even the tacky ones? Same thing happens at church. Where did the nativity scene go? Did you get all the candles for singing Silent Night? And for me, I read the story of Jesus' birth and I ask myself all over again, what is this about? I mean, really, what is this about? Why in the world do we come to church at night in the middle of December? Why on earth would we celebrate some baby who was born 2,000 years ago? To parents who are forced to travel 3 days to pay an unjust tax to a foreign government? What's going on? Now, the world has plenty of answers. Christmas, they say, is a time for family meals. They say it's a time for shopping, for gifts, and for sending a card to your college roommate that you haven't seen in years. Christmas, they say, is a time for sappy music and nostalgia. Now, they're actually right. The sentimentality of this night is often rooted in love and in fond memories. There is no evil in that. I don't have the energy to rail against the commercialism of Christmas. But you know, tonight is not even about a manger or shepherds or an inn with no room. What is tonight all about? It's about the cross. Make no mistake, what starts here tonight at the manger is the precursor to what will happen at the cross. Think about it. Baby Jesus is wrapped in swaddling clothes. He's held by his mother, and then he's laid in a cave that served as a barn. As his crib. It's precise foreshadowing of his death. He will be taken down from the cross, wrapped in a piece of cloth that serves as a burial shroud. He'll be placed in the arms of his grieving mother and laid in a cave that serves as his tomb. His birth sets the stage for his death. Tonight, this holy night, I ask you to peel back the layers of sentimentality, to open the boxes that you have long hidden in your soul, to see what Christmas is really about. It is about a God who loves us so dearly that God is willing to be born as one of us, yes, but more importantly, to die as one of us. I realize this may not be the kind of Christmas sermon you're used to hearing. We've all heard the quaint sermons about little baby Jesus in a crib. We've heard the cute reflections on the cattle and the sheep. But in this volatile, uncertain, and chaotic world, we have no more time for half-truths and superficial nonsense. No, in 2017, with all of the horror and the worry and the anxiety that we have been through this year, we need something real. We need something that will save us. We need the cross. See, the manger will not help us overcome an epidemic of addiction to pain pills. The swaddling clothes alone have no power to give hope in the face of flooded homes. Lowing cattle and bleeding sheep will not save you from worrying about whether you can make it to the next paycheck or whether we'll plunge into nuclear war. The shepherds will not set you free. We need more than a manger. We need the cross. And tonight is about power. Again, the birth of Jesus sets the stage for his death. Jesus was powerless at the manger as an infant. Jesus was powerless on the cross as our Lord. Both the manger and the cross are a warning to the rulers of this world, to those who flaunt their power over others. It might seem that they are stronger than a baby. It might seem that they are stronger than someone who was just executed on a cross. But actually, God is the one who has the power, precisely because God is the one who is willing to let it all go. And it's in letting go that true power is found. Tonight is a warning. If you seek power in this life, you will end up empty-handed. If your God is the dollar, you will end up morally bankrupt. If all you want to do is climb the ladder for the ladder's sake, you will find that the ladder leads to nowhere. Tonight is a warning. But tonight is also a gift. For when we empty ourselves as Jesus emptied himself at the manger and at the cross, then we will know the power of love. When we need to remember that God loves us, we look to the cross. When we want to rejoice because God has done something great in our lives, we look to the cross. When we need the courage to face daily life, to drive your spouse to chemotherapy, to pick up your kid from the principal's office because they got into a fight again, or just to face our own inner worries, we look to the cross. The cross is the surest sign that God loves us no matter what, even through death. And you know, in a few days, we'll pack up all our Christmas decorations again. The tacky elves, the sparkly lights, the stockings, we'll all go back into the boxes to collect dust in your attic for the next year. At church, we'll celebrate Christmas for the next 12 days, but then even we will move out the poinsettias and pack up our nativity scene. This manger will go back into the attic, quite literally. But the cross isn't going anywhere. It's bolted to the wall. Because God's love for you will never change. Tonight, of all nights, enjoy the music, the carols, the sheep, the donkeys, the manger, and all of that. But in the next couple of days, it will feel as if Christmas is over. Do not be fooled. Do not think that Christmas is the end of the journey. No, tonight is the beginning of a journey, of our journey to the cross. Tonight is the beginning of our journey to know the full power of God's love. Amen.